I'll talk to you later.
If I remember, yes. Man! My reputation precedes me. Well, my wife was a wonderful, wonderful person. And when we first got married, shortly after we got married when we were 19. I was 19, she was 18. And shortly after that, I rededicated my life to the Lord with a vengeance. And I mean, I was Mr. Holiness, you know. And, you know, it was that young Christian zeal and fire. And I had a tendency, though. My wife was not a Christian at the time. She had not been raised in a church that taught salvation. And so it was hard for her. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, it was like, I was kind of like, look, I'm doing this, whether you like it or not, you know, and not a whole lot of loving kindness there, you know. And it kind of got worse and worse. And it came to the point where I said to her at one point, I said, look, I'm going to go this way with the Lord. And if you don't want to go this way, maybe you should go somewhere else. You know, real, real Christian of me, wasn't it? But, you know, I was doing God's work. So, but she said to me, this non-Christian young woman that I had married, she said, that's not love. I'm not going anywhere. Because love isn't, I'm leaving when things aren't good or we don't get along. She said, love is me sticking it out with you no matter what. So I'm staying here because I love you. Well, like Matt said a while ago, I felt about that small. But she taught me in that moment what love is. And she's taught me that all our life. And so have you guys. And we thank you. And we love you. And I thank you for loving my wife and caring so much for her in particular. God bless you all. Thank you.